Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
A big story in the paper today about a city man alleging Schenectady police used excessive force.
Yeah, the story is that Shaquille Parker says police pepper sprayed and tasered him after he was accused of jaywalking last week in Mount Pleasant. The incident was partially captured on video by bystanders. One of the videos viewed by the executive director of the local New York Civil Liberties Union had the official calling for an investigation, saying it appeared police escalated the incident. That video shows a man walking away from an officer who appears to then pepper spray him. The man keeps walking, two more officers arrive, and the man is tasered. Second video, which we saw at the Gazette yesterday, appears to show the man sitting on the ground with his hands in the air when he is tasered. City Police Chief Brian Kilcullen said his department hadn't received a formal complaint regarding the incident, but he said he would look at everything available on this. Parker is 22 years old. He was pepper sprayed and tasered just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon in front of a house on Main Street in Mount Pleasant. He was formally charged with a felony second-degree assault, resisting arrest, and violation-level disorderly conduct, as well as a marijuana possession. The assault charge relates to allegations one of the officers was injured in the ensuing struggle. Parker was accused of crossing Crane Street while traffic had the green light, obstructing a bus and cars. Parker told the Gazette the incident began when he crossed in front of the bus, which was stopped because the driver motioned him to. Parker also said there were no cars coming. He said he stopped for the officer and gave his identification when asked. The officer told Parker he had crossed against the signal. The officer then requested to search him, but Parker refused. Parker was arrested and ordered held on $3,000 bail, which he could not meet. He remained in custody until yesterday afternoon when he was in court briefly. Melanie Trimble, executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, said there didn't appear to be any reason to physically engage Parker for what amounted to a ticket. Regarding Parker's account that the officer wanted to search him after the jaywalking, Trimble said officers can only do that if they have probable cause to perform a search. Jaywalking alone would not provide that cause, she said.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us this morning. For more on this or other stories, you can always go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks.
Thanks, David.